About a year ago, an artist named Katie Holton was asked to do a piece commemorating Grand Concourse Boulevard in the Bronx. And the first thing she thought of was trees. The concourse, after all, is lined with hundreds of them. But the problem was no one else in the neighborhood seemed to notice the trees were even there.
They had conversations with people who were sitting under the trees for the shade. And I'd ask them about the trees, what they thought of the trees. They said, oh, there aren't any on the concourse, but they were sitting underneath one.
And if people did notice the trees, well, they weren't always thrilled that they were there.
Kids told me that the trees should all be chopped down because they can't see the view. They couldn't see their apartment building. One teacher told me that all the trees were the same. There was only one kind of tree. A tree is a tree.
People just didn't pay much attention to the trees. And when they did, they often messed with them, which is actually pretty common treatment for street trees. People pin street trees with flyers, they spray them with graffiti, they carve their initials into them or chain their bikes around trees, which strips off the bark. Buses jump curbs and plow into trees, and developers chop them down to put up new buildings. The life of a street tree is actually pretty tough.
You can't just stick a tree in the ground and hope for the best. It's a really tough environment.
In fact, about half of all trees that are planted in New York City die. So Holton figured one way to protect the street trees was to get people to understand all the good they do. So she recruited arborists and neighbors to record messages about the Grand Concourse's trees. She placed markers in the cement listing numbers to call in to hear the messages, and she called the whole thing the Tree Museum.
So there are 100 trees along the 4.5 miles, and each of these 100 trees gets a small marker. So we can walk up here to 165th Street, and I'll show you one. And so here's one of the markers, nice and dirty.
So we called the number, and this is what we hear.
I'd like to take a moment with you to say thank you to the tree in front of you. This tree is busy cooling the air and helping to keep our rivers clean. The leaves in the
It's not really clear just how many people are actually calling into the museum, or whether the recordings are changing anyone's mind, but Katie Holton says it's a start. Joyce Hoagie lives farther up the concourse. She recorded a message for tree number 31, and now she says she feels kind of possessive of it.
This is my tree. This is a honey locust, and I'm totally identified by it.
Hoagie says trees in the Bronx have actually had a bit of a tough go of it lately. This year, the city cut down hundreds of mature oaks to make room for the new Yankee Stadium.
One street that got closed off had these giant oaks on either side of it. And they form this beautiful canopy. And on the hottest day of the year, you could walk through there and you didn't even know it was like scorching hot over there because it was so cooling, so refreshing, just a wonderful place to be. But honest to goodness, the minute those trees came down, people just became outraged. They did not realize what they had until they lost it.
So now Joyce Hoagie is also spreading the word about the Tree Museum. She hopes it will give her neighbors 100 reasons to care about the trees around them and look out for them. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.